Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you today for this March 10th, 2010. It's a Wednesday and it's our 371st podcast. So glad you're here. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about another reason why you should be booking your Hawaii cruise. We'll also be introducing you to Taimani Gardner, who's going to be playing at the Honolulu Festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 hours, and also talk about the series, HBO series, that's coming up, The Pacific, and also show you a dessert. I can't wait to show people this dessert that we had over the weekend. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com and Hawaii Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
Or you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right. And I'm Aloha Bruce on Twitter, and Yaling is Aloha Yaling. And you can find us on Facebook just by going to Hawaii Aloha Travel. Very simple.
That's right.
Very simple and easy. Love to see you there because that's how we keep in touch. Should be happy you did. Thanks for tuning in. Well, let's get right into it. Here's another reason to book your Hawaii cruise. Norwegian Cruise Line announced yesterday that as a result of unprecedented year-to-date increases in bookings, they will be raising the price of the Pride of America 7% on April 2nd. Now, sad face. That comes as no surprise because we've been seeing the increase in bookings, and we've been discussing the possibility that the prices would be going up because of the supply and demand.
That's
how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism. And it also comes on the heels of the news that NCL showed a profit of $121 million for the Hawaii cruises last year. And that was, during the toughest of economic times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it works.
Yeah.
High demand. Raise the prices. Now, what does that mean? That'll mean approximately, what, $75 to $100 more per person.
Wow.
Yeah.
If this happened to cruise, and then can happen to hotel and airfare.
That's right. As the demand goes up, you know, you're going to, how long will these great prices, ever? Good point, hold out? And if your vacation, if you come to Hawaii and you're coming to Oahu, chances are that you'll be visiting what's called the Pali Lookout. It's part of the Nu'uanu Pali State Park, and it's located at the top of the Pali Highway. Now, the Pali Highway connects east and west here on Oahu.
East, west?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah, it does. And you'll find spectacular views of the Ku'ulau Mountain Range and also the west side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it has amazing vantage points. And the Pali Lookout is one of the most visited state parks.
Wow.
With over 900,000 visitors. In fact, there's a shot of it right there. And that's President Obama, actually, at the state park. And up until recently, this was completely free for both residents and visitors. However, recently that has changed. Mm-hmm. There's now a $3 fee, a parking fee.
How about only 3 minutes?
Even if you go in for 3 minutes, you're going to pay the fee.
$3?
Yeah.
Now I will stay longer.
Yeah. And that's for a non-Hawaii resident. So Hawaii residents is still free. But if you're a non-Hawaii resident, it is going to cost you $3. And they have little parking police there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all because the Department of Land and Natural Resources are not getting the funds they need to take care of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So they need repairs. So this is another way to do it. And this is just another reason of, you know, another sign of the times, budget deficits.
Yep.
So I don't think that should discourage you, though, you know, at all.
Mm-mm.
And I think this is, we've seen this, you know, like, I remember it wasn't too long ago that Diamond Head Lookout was free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go there. That's the parking charge.
Yeah.
And then Hanuma Bay was free.
No, it's $7.
Oh, it's $7? I thought it was
$5. $5, yeah.
Oh, so they raised the price of that, too.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So that's now $7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there, if you go in for just a few minutes, they'll give you your money back, right?
Something like that. Maybe you for Diamond Head.
Well, I think you can go into Hanuma Bay and come in and out real quick. They give you a grace period or something. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, coming up this weekend is a great festival. It's called the Honolulu Festival, and you can see some great entertainment. It's just one of our favorite festivals to go to. And you'll see local musicians. You can check out our website, and there's a complete schedule of events on there on our blog. And Taimani Gardner, she's an amazing ukulele player. She's going to be playing there as well. And I thought we'd give folks a little bit of taste of Taimani Gardner. So here she is playing right now. Now, last Friday, we had the opportunity to see a screening of The Pacific. Ooh. Now, this is a mini-series from HBO, and it tells the story of three incredible men who fought in World War II. And it premieres this Friday, March 14th. It's an original series.
Yes.
And it was going to be shot here on Oahu in Hawaii, but we didn't get the bid. So it ended up going to Australia, but Hawaii was so much a part of World War II, especially for veterans.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough to catch the Pacific Commander during the screening, and he was sending a message to the troops on a Me TV, and that's a device that lets people send video messages abroad. And here's a little tribute we put together for the troops, and so you can see the commander.
I'm Admiral Bob Willard, the U.S. Pacific Command Commander, and to all who are serving in uniform across Pacific Command and the rest of the world, God bless you, come home safe, and God bless your families for all that they did. To the producers of this documentary miniseries, which is so important to revitalizing history that we all appreciate from World War II, thank you for what you've given to the American people in this, and look forward to seeing seeing a wonderful miniseries when we get the opportunity. Thanks.
This weekend, we had just the greatest time. We helped out the folks at the Special Olympics, and after that, we went to a restaurant. It's a Japanese restaurant called Shokudo. But they have this unbelievable dessert there called Honey Toast, and in commemoration of their 6th anniversary, they have a special Honey Toast, which has cookie and cream inside. And you got to check this out.
Aloha, Bruce, and aloha, Yali. You're here at Shokudo, going to be eating this thing right here. Look at this.
It's called Honey Toast, and this was a new one because it's got an actual, it's got cookies and cream ice cream in it. So this is what I've been waiting for all day. Look at this. This is this.
Man, let's see. This looks so nice. Wow. Oh my God. So this is a toast part. It's just like toast.
Duh.
Regular toast. Awesome.
No, your favorite part is that one. Ice cream.
Wow.
Cookies.
Wow.
Frost. Chocolate.
Oh man. And look, it's got two layers like.
Oh yeah.
It's like a double layer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Cookies.
Can you believe that?
I know.
Oh, that was so decadent. It was yummy. It was really yummy. And they have great Japanese food there too. So if you want to, you know, skip the dessert, you can. And this is, the restaurant's located right near Ala Moana Center on Kapiolani Avenue.
That's right.
So hopefully you'll enjoy that great dessert there. They won't have the cookies and cream in it, but they'll have just plain vanilla ice cream. That's the little twist they did on it for their anniversary. So now's the time in our program we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's a great segment for you. So, Yaling, what do we have today?
And the first one will be Family of Two. Travel day will be October 24 to 29 from JFK to Honolulu. Stay in the Waikiki Beach Hotel and have a leg waiting. Transfer total will be
$2,195. $2,195 all the way from New York. Fantastic package. Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel is a great property. I want to congratulate the Chonaki family. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii.
Thank you
for your business, and thank you to Jesse over at Extension 42.
And next one will be Family of Two, travel day April 20th to 27th from Newark, New Jersey to Honolulu, and stay in the Park Shore Waikiki, total $1,926.
Park Shore Waikiki, taking advantage of an upgrade to an ocean view room. Fantastic package. What a great value. Only $1,926 all the way from
Newark, New Jersey.
For less than $2,000. Fantastic. I want to congratulate Nigel and Cassie Lorish. Congratulations and welcome to our Ohana. We appreciate your business. And to Kalei over at Extension 31. She's the agent that put that one together.
And next one will be Family of Two, also travel day May 26th from Indiana to Honolulu. And June 5th will be Honolulu to Maui. And June 9th from Maui back to Indiana. In Oahu, they stay in the Turtle Bay Deluxe Ocean Front with a rental car. In Maui, stay in the Wailea Marriott. Also oceanfront.
Wow, beautiful.
With a rental car, total $3,347.
Yeah. Perfect. It must be a special occasion. Just fantastic properties. Turtle Bay, Marriott, gorgeous. Just wonderful properties they're getting. And all that oceanfront. A lot of ocean they're going to get in that one. Fantastic package. Congratulations to Karen and Daniel Davis.
Yeah.
You're going to have a wonderful time this summer in Hawaii.
That's right.
They're booking in advance. Very important thing to be doing because we don't know how long these great deals are going to be holding out. And also, I want to thank Abby over at Extension 31. She's the agent that put that one together. Yeah, so fantastic packages. And if you want to get involved and you're looking for a Hawaii vacation, you certainly come to the right place. Give us a call at 1-800-843-8255. 1-800-273-7771. Remember, we do this podcast every Wednesday and Friday. This is our Wednesday edition. Please tune in again on Friday. In the meantime, check in with our blog, because we got lots of information there every day. New content for your reading pleasure. That'll wrap it up. So for my beautiful wife, Yali, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.